If we do nothing, we know that that individual will go back to prison over and over until they're there for life. That's what the data is really clear.
Medei College President Dr. Kenneth Maker knows that once a person finds themselves in the criminal justice system, the odds of getting out are slim. Restorative justice and alternatives to punitive discipline are ways to disrupt the school-to-prison pipeline. But it doesn't always work, and sometimes kids end up behind bars.
For those of us who aren't in positions to try to help individuals while they're in trouble and before they get into trouble, we certainly want to be part of the solution of how to help them make different choices in the future.
Medei is one of only 7 New York State higher learning institutions to offer college courses to prisoners. The College and Prison Reentry Program puts education squarely in the middle of prisoner rehabilitation.
That if we can help individuals get a college degree, then we can help them stay out of prison, and we can help the state of New York save a lot of money.
Faculty and staff from Medei go to the Women's Correctional Facility in Albion and teach classes. If an inmate completes the program, they earn an associate's degree in liberal studies.
Students in these programs are extremely eager to participate. They have come to a point in their life where they want to make different choices when they get out, and they realize that in order to make some choices differently, they're going to need other resources. And one of those amazing resources that they can have when they leave is that college degree.
Medei's program is paid for with part of a $7.3 million grant from the state, with matching dollars coming in from private funding. Providing offenders with a college education is a little controversial and doesn't sit well with some people.
The chief argument is that we live in a reality of scarce resources. And so now there are resources going to provide a benefit to people who have committed a crime, when people who haven't committed crimes have to pay for the same good and service.
There's more to it than just social justice.
There is a hard dollars and cents element to this on top of the social justice issue that makes this work that people should do.
So exactly how much money are we talking about?
And we're going to save the state of New York taxpayers $75 million. That investment of $7.3 million in prison education has a direct payback to the people of the state of New York of 10x, $75 million.
Maker says that's just a base estimate, and it doesn't factor in income tax revenue and the economic development that would be reinvested into the communities where former inmates would live and work. The money is important, but there's something invaluable you give alongside an education.
Helping these individuals see their abilities at their fullest and helping them realize that they are quite capable, perhaps beyond their belief, is another gift to them.
Bridget Jaipal-Valenza, WBFO News.